Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The lesson for this particular message is from David's Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5, which reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." This is the word of the Lord. I tricked you. I absolutely love my grandsons, and I could never say anything disparagingly of them. So don't take this as anything other than a learning lesson for all of us. Apologies to the council who have already heard the story, but it just really rung true in this Thanksgiving season. I wanted to share it with you. So our beloved Brady Bunch, not the show, but my daughter Heidi and her husband Sean and their two boys, Colton and Jackson, took a little family trip over the November 10th through the 12th weekend. They went down to Nashville to visit some friends and to check out some of the sites around there. They called us a couple of days later to tell us about their adventure on our Echo Show. Are you familiar with those? It's like a little TV screen that, you know, it's an Alexa form, and you can actually call people and see them as long as they have a little screen as well. And they are constantly, kids know how to just say, "Hey, Grandma, Grandpa," and then it rings and we get to see them right in our living room on a little tiny screen. So they called us and told us about how much fun they had just doing a ton of activities on this trip down to Nashville. Colton and Jackson got to play with some old friends of theirs. They visited a playground. They got to ride on a tractor. They took a hike. They rode their scooters. They visited the Parthenon and saw that great statue, giant statue of Athena. They visited the Opryland Hotel, went downtown for lunch, went to Johnny Cash's and his wife June's gravesite, and enjoyed sitting around an evening around a bonfire. And on the way home, it didn't stop there, they stopped at Metropolis, where they saw, of course, the hometown of Superman. I'm not telling you anything new. And then a brief stop at, we think it's called Mr. Twister's or something like that. If you go up Highway 55 here on the left-hand side, before you get to Springfield, there's this place that's got a whole bunch of stuff in the yard, and it's like a spaceship and a pink elephant. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Stopped there and got to check that out as well. They came home exhausted, but just filled with memories. Well, on the following Monday, after this eventful and action-packed weekend, 7-year-old Colton was back in school. And his teacher had given him the assignment, or the class an assignment, to write about their weekend. And so the assignment was to fill in a few lines. And the sentence started out saying, "This weekend I," and then there's a few lines to write what happened during the week. And I think we have an image of that. So now remember all the great things they did this weekend. But Colton filled in the blank writing, "This weekend, dot, 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 I got really far in Super Mario." Heidi is showing this on the screen, just completely flabbergasted that that's all he could think of during this fantastic weekend that they had had. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day. But thinking about Colton's story, I thought to myself, you know, this really isn't that much different from the way we think, considering all the blessings that God has given us day in and day out. When asked, "What are you thankful for?" Do you think of just the ordinary things that sort of pop into your head? Or do you think of the extraordinary life that God has given us in Christ Jesus? Well, King David, I think, was having a moment of thanksgiving himself when he wrote down Psalm 103. If you need a thanksgiving to God, you need to go no further than those first five verses of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity? God has forgiven us all of our sins, past, present, future. It's all a clean slate. So even if we've sinned up to the last moment of our life, our faith in Christ has canceled out that sin. God has forgiven it. We're wearing clothes or robes of righteousness before God. He can only see his Son and the death that he provided for us when he looks at us. He who heals all your diseases, How many of you had COVID? I'm just kind of curious how many of us had it. Yeah, quite a few. How many of you survived? You're here. Miraculously. You know, I've often thought about that. How many times in my life I've had illnesses? I've been pretty healthy throughout my life. You know, an occasional flu here and there, chicken pox when I was a little kid. I don't think I ever had pneumonia, but, you know, just thinking about some of the other things. And, of course, when I was 59 years old, contracted lymphoma, which was kind of a major deal. And yet, in God, in his mercy, healed my disease. Does God forgive, or does God heal us of all of our diseases? I would say absolutely yes. It may not be here on earth, but in heaven, we will have no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more tears, no more sorrow. All will be gone. God will heal us of every disease. Who redeems your life from the pit. Isn't it wonderful to know that this life, so many people are just guessing or taking the chance that, well, maybe there isn't a God. I don't really know. And so, you know, what difference does it make? Well, for us, we know it makes all the difference in the world to know Christ and to know the forgiveness of sins, to know the healing of the diseases that he has done for us now and especially in eternity, and how he has redeemed our life from the pit, eternal damnation. I can't even picture what hell looks like, and I don't really want to know, because we've seen images today on our TV screens. You know, it seems like every day something is going on. There's war, there's violence. There was just an attack at the border between Niagara Falls, the Rainbow Bridge. There was an attack where a car blew up, and they're thinking it was some sort of terrorist attack. And so, you know, we see violence all around us. And I imagine that's just a small snapshot of what hell is. And honestly, I don't want to see anyone there. I don't want to be there. Not only that, but he crowns you. So he takes away the bad, but then he crowns us with steadfast love and mercy. Steadfast love and mercy. That means it never gives up. It never stops pouring. It's always abounding. His love never stops for us. Even when God is admonishing us, even when he's correcting us, that is all done in love to bring us back into alignment with living the life of Christ. It's never meant to be punitive or punishment in any way. It's a loving act. He satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I hope and I pray every time you leave church after we've confessed our sins and received God's absolution that you leave this place different, that you leave feeling a little bit higher than you came in, less depressed than you might be feeling because you know that God satisfies you with good. Mainly that forgiveness and that steadfast love and that mercy. so that your youth is renewed like eagles. You know, there are days sometimes you just sense the love of God in such a special way. And that can only happen when you're in worship, when you're listening to the Word of God, and it touches your heart in a way that didn't touch before you came into this house. God has a way of doing that every single time if we have our ears open to hear, if we're willing to listen. You know, I love my grandkids, I'm sure much less than God loves us. But that love is still pretty strong on my part. On Marty's and I, we love our grandkids. But imagine, God loves us even more than that. He gives us, as Luther says, or as the Lord's Prayer prays, our daily bread. And Luther commented about that. He said, daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. That is a huge list. And Luther's saying, I haven't got enough ink in my pen, in my little ink thing, to put more down. But there's more, and I'm sure he could have gone on. Having written 103 volumes of literature in his Weimar edition, German edition all his works, I'm sure that list could have gone on and on for him. That's a pretty good place to start this Thanksgiving as you think about, gosh, what am I thankful for? Well, there's your list. If you look under the Lord's Prayer, that petition, give us our daily bread, you'll find this wonderful gift that God has given us through all these blessings of daily bread. We should pray and give thanks for those things. But then there are those benefits given to us in Psalm 103, of which we should always be mindful and thankful. Forgiveness, healing, rescue from eternal death, a crown of love and mercy, and satisfaction with good things, so that our youth is renewed like eagles. You want to stay young? Stick close to God. He will give you all these things. Are these things not worthy of our highest thanksgiving? And should they not be remembered, not just one day of the week, but every single day of every year? Sean and Heidi are really good parents, and I tell them that. And they're always reminding their boys to say thank you when someone gives them something. But as you know, like the kids, sometimes we just need to be reminded to say thank you, God, for all the benefits you've given to us. As I look over my past 29 years with this congregation, I'm reminded just how blessed I've been and how our family has been blessed by serving this congregation. I thank God for all of you, for your love and your support and your generosity. And today, while I had that in mind, I just wanted to say thank you to the Lord for the gift of Blessed Savior, and thank you as well. So let me conclude with the words of St. Paul in our lesson for today, who said, finally, brothers, whatever's true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about those things. And I would simply add to that, give thanks as well. In Jesus' name, amen.